Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 17th of March, and I'm recording at a slightly late 10:20 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, here in London. Okay, so let's see what happened here in stock markets, starting with the Asia-Pacific region. We had some pretty good gains in here. Now remember, this was coming after Wall Street's strong close on Monday. But Japan up almost 1% on the Nikkei 225, up nearly 191 points. So another new recovery high for the Nikkei. And in the China region, well, first, mainland China, that Shanghai Composite Index tacked on another gain of over 0.5%. And so it's extended the breakout from its trading range, closed at 35.02. And all of the indices were higher in that China region, with the exception of the Hang Seng. And that was down 1/5 of a percentage point, so not much there. And we also saw modest gain for Taiwan. South Korea, very good, 2.14% higher. Australia, 0.77%, good gain. India, a respectable day in here. And up over 1% on the various Indian indices, and again from a quite oversold position overall, and then mixed with just small gains and small losses on the rest of those Asia Pacific indices. And looking at Europe had such a big day to the upside yesterday, and it is quite overextended in the short term, and so it's very much due for a bit of a pullback and consolidation. I don't think we'll get any kind of a severe pullback because of the bond buying that's actually taking place. So I should just say the quantitative easing program, which is pumping in a huge amount of money, as you know. It's 60 billion euros a month, and that only started this month. But at any rate, these European indices, Germany, which did so well yesterday, but it gave up a percentage and a half here today, and we had modest downward, other indices had smaller pullbacks, but and Germany, I should mention that it was such an explosive move to the upside since that QE program was announced, and yesterday's gain on Germany was pretty much the strongest of the whole rally. So that was a little climactic in the short term, and so giving some up. I think it would be reasonable to expect a bit of a consolidation here. The UK outperforming for a change in here, up nearly 0.5 percentage point. And looking at the Americas, mixed picture. Again, it's been for the Dow, it's been almost a day on and a day off, and so this was the day off, but down 0.75 percentage point, and the S&P down 0.33 percentage point, and the NASDAQ composite, though, with a tiny gain, and the Russell 2000 might have had the best of the indices that I looked at, might have had the best gain here today on Wall Street. So nothing to worry about in terms of that action. Canada up 0.25 percentage point. Mexico down 0.5. Brazil, I don't know what happened here today in Brazil. I should look this up. Something happened because it was up 2.94%. So that's a good gain by Brazil here today. Now, looking at government bonds, the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield dipped a little lower to 205. So this is just not going anywhere, hovering around this 2% region. I think it's a consolidation prior to moving somewhat higher, but we will see. But no pressure for equities coming from these bond markets, and this action is probably likely to calm apprehensions by some of the bond holders. I'm not sure that's a good thing here, because I do feel that on a longer term basis that we will see those yields certainly moving to the upside, eroding profits on positions currently held. But I've been worrying about that for a long time, and it needs to be said that that has not happened yet, as you know. Now, what else can we say here? These commodities were weak again. CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, that was a new reaction low in here today. It's been doing that on almost a daily basis. Precious metals were weak. They are all weak. Palladium 762. Silver 1554, probably silver did the least. Platinum's been hitting new lows every day in here, 1094, and gold at 1150. This is just under 1150 now. This is still trading after hours. So we've got an over $50 spread, with platinum lower than gold, and that is a relatively rare occurrence that we get platinum trading below gold. But we've had that now for a few weeks, and that, let's see, what else here? The industrial metals. We have copper just a fraction higher in here today, but they're doing very little, those industrial metals. There's just too much supply, and one of the reasons there's too much supply is because technology is enabling these mining companies, the big ones at any rate, to operate so very, very efficiently. So I think probably we're going to need to see more of those marginal miners, just like more of the marginal oil producers, go under, really, to tighten up that supply situation somewhat. Now, I mentioned, no, I didn't mention, I was talking about the currencies, the dollar index. That was, well, it's back to 99.64, so it's actually a little firmer here in after hours I'm trading, but it looks like this is just having a consolidation near that high up at the psychological 100 level, a little bit of psychological resistance up there. And among various different currencies, both the Indian rupee and the Chinese renminbi were both firmer in here today, and among others, excuse me, the euro, not much changed at 1.059, a little bit firmer Aussie dollar, 0.7624. Sterling, a little bit easier, looks like 1.4749 on those moves. And crude oil, my goodness, another new reaction low here for this move by the WTI crude. That's down to $42.48. And we've also got the Brent a little lower still at 53.51. You know the problem. There's an awful lot of supply that's still coming out. Any producer that can actually get crude oil out of the ground is doing so to try to offset the losses that they're experiencing, and that's compounding the problem. And this is, going to range at these lower levels here for at least a few more months, in my opinion. And other commodities here, the grains and beans, clearly weaker in here today, and they have not been strong for a long time, as you know. Coffee fraction higher. White sugar, I see that sugar is weaker. Cocoa, a little bit weaker. Again, that commodity sector is just unloved. Getting good weather in terms of the crops and technology enabling the production of the metals and oil to be done much more effectively, much more cheaply. Those are the main factors, because demand is holding up pretty well overall. So roll on Wednesday, and on that note, all the very best to all of you.